tonight, Enterprise Town Advisory Board for February 13th. First on our agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. You all can stand.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There you go. Came on for a second.
Okay, now we're back. Okay, roll call for the record. Let it show that all members are present. And for the county staff introductions, we have Tiffany Husser with Commissioner Nass office, Carmen, our secretary, and Al with current planning. Welcome. Just a few notes here for this evening. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to any item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters to be heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, the BCC, or Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. So we are just a recommending board only. Please turn off all cell phones and mute them, and take all private conversations outside. This brings us to the first public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No action, discussion, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. This time we'll open it up for the first public comment. Anybody wishing to speak? Okay, hearing none, seeing none, I'll close public comment. Next, we'll approve the minutes for January 30th, 2019 meeting. Board members, do you have any additions or anything, corrections? Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of January 30th, 2018. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, next is the approval of the agenda for February 13th, 2019. We do have a few items that are related and a few hold items, so we'll go through those. Related applications are number 2 and number 3, so they will be heard together. 2 is ET18400259 WS064016, and number 3 is UC18088532. Next companion items are going to be items 4, 5, 6, 8, and 10. 4 is NZC190060. Number 5 is TM19500017. 6 is UC190061. Number 8 is UC190076. Number 10 is VS190063. Also for the holds is going to be items 18, 19, 21, and 25. 18 is TM19500018. Item 19 is VS190067. Item 21 is WS190022. Lastly, item 25 is ZC190064. Board members, any additional holds or companion items? At this time, I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for February 13th. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Informational items. There is a meet and greet with District A Commissioner Michael Knapp and District F Commissioner Justin Jones at 5:30 on Tuesday, February 26th at the Desert Breeze Community Center, which is 8275 Spring Mountain Road. So that's going to be the meet and greet over there. And then I do know that Enterprise has reached out as well to host something similar with the meet and greet with the two commissioners in Enterprise. Any other announcements? No? Okay, perfect. So that brings us to planning and zoning. First on our agenda is number one, which is UC180923, holdover use permit for increased height of an existing communication tower, design review for additional antenna arrays and lattice on an existing communication tower, monopine, and associated equipment on a portion of 2.5 acres in the RE Rural Estates residential zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Buffalo Drive and Gomer Road, alignment within Enterprise.
Hi, Gwen Fisher, Comcastle 200 Spectrum Center Drive, Irvine, California, here on behalf of Verizon Wireless. Verizon proposes to increase the overall height of an existing telecommunications tower that is currently 80 feet to 90 feet. So we need 10 feet in order to allow for a new telecommunication.
And if you want to, there is a microphone at the podium. Okay, perfect. So at this time, I'll open for public comment. Anybody wishing to speak on this item? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close public comment. Board members?
It makes sense to do it. I'm going to have to start putting up more towers. I'll make a motion for item number one, UC180923, for approval for the staff conditions.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you so much.
All right. No problem.
Our next items are companion items number two and number three. Two is ET18400259. Waiver of development standards, first extension of time to reduce the separation between an intersection and a driveway approach. Waivers of conditions of a zone change, ZC125203, requiring right-of-way dedication for Las Vegas Boulevard South to include proportionate area to accommodate a 110-foot right-of-way to back of curb plus sidewalk width as determined by the Nevada Department of Transportation, and an additional 10 feet from Star Avenue being a township line, and 30 feet of 4 Giles Street. Design reviews for the following: 1, proposed retail center including the tavern, and 2, increased finished grade for proposed retail center on 4.5 acres in a C2 general commercial zone within a MUD and MUD4 overlay. Generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the north side of Star Avenue within Enterprise. And number three is UC18088532. Holdover use permits for the following: 1, reduce the setback of a gasoline station for a residential use, and 2, allow a service bay door for a vehicle automobile wash to face the street. Design reviews for the following: 1, convenience store, 2, gasoline station, and 3, vehicle automobile wash, in conjunction with an approved commercial center on a portion of a 4.4 acres in a C2 general commercial zone in a MUD1 and MUD4 overlay districts, generally located on the northeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Star Avenue within Enterprise. Good evening.
This property was zoned C2, acquired for cabins in 2003. In 2004, design review was done and the cabin was approved. In 2006, Mr. Paul decided to move forward with this project because of the depression, our little depression that we went through in 2008. It kind of put off the development, so now it's ready to move forward. So we filed for the plan review showing the detail on the corner of the tavern and the center and 2 retail pad sites on the east boundary. The neighbors were intricately involved in this application, and we agreed to several conditions with the neighbors. Those conditions are as follows. the 8-foot decorative wall along the east boundary and install intense landscaping along the east boundary. Relocate the dumpster at the north end of the eastern buildings. Direct the vent from the kitchen to Warhol Space Boulevard. Design reviewed as a public hearing for lighting, signage, and future pad development. There are some additional comments regarding the public work conditions. However, the town was approved and he owns the corner at Cactus and Decatur. And I'm here to answer any questions you may have, and I just want to
thank you. This time I will open it up for public comment. Anybody wishing to speak on this item?
So, Madam Chair, I heard that you've got a problem with your microphones because
yes,
you really
we
can't
just
hear
have somebody coming in to take a look at that. Thank you.
And so, Madam Chair, on this one, even though they're companion items because they're on the same parcel, I think it's two different representatives.
Check.
Is
that better?
Yes.
Any other ones?
It's working. Yeah, I think so. Yes, it is working. Thank you.
Okay, sure.
So I believe you're not representing the convenience store and car wash, right?
Okay.
So same parcel, but two separate applications on
thank
it.
You for the clarification.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So just item number two. So we'll continue to open up public comment on item two. Okay. Hearing none, seeing none, we'll close public comment. Board members for item two.
Okay, question. Looking at my own? Okay. Looking at the materials online, there is a resubmission of their plot plan with a number of conditions. So, excuse me, that's number three. So I'll obey those comments until we get to number three.
Okay.
The only other question I had is, I know number three we're talking about an 8-plus-foot fill. Does that apply to your side also?
No, it does not. I don't believe so. The 8-foot.
An 8.7 feet fill is on application number three, but there's nothing in the application for number two concerning that. And I'm just wondering how we transition between properties by 8 feet.
And here's number three. I do not have an answer to that question.
Are we on here?
Yes.
Extension of time.
Yes, extension of time.
All right. Apologize for the tardiness. Chris Richardson, RWA Architects. I'm representing item number three, but if I can hear the question again, maybe I can assist.
Okay. From what I can gather, it appears that this is being developed by, you know, one person, a single piece of property, but we're talking about two separate distinct applications on it. One for the tavern, which is an extension of time, and then the convenience store, gas station, et cetera. On the convenience store gas station, it says you're going to need up to 8-plus feet of fill. My question is, does that carry over to the tavern also and all the way over to the residential? Because that makes a real difference in how this project looks. I'm not sure that we've got continuity across this site right now between the two applications.
I'm not certain where the 8-plus fill is coming into the conversation. But is it within the staff report or something?
Yeah, one of the design reviews under the extension of time is increased finished grade proposed tavern 8.7 feet or 18 inches required standard.
Okay, so that was part of the original design review back in a couple of years ago, right?
Correct.
That's something that's
okay.
Previously
yeah, that's
approved.
Already approved. Yeah. That's part of the extension of time.
Okay.
So three would need it because it's already been handled on
yeah.
Two.
I just want to make sure because that, you know, we had it all covered. Thing is, you know, it looks like two separate applications. So, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So that's the map that we're talking about, right? The plan.
So the site plan that's up there is the previously approved site plan that was done under the WS application, which is the extension of time, item number two. I've got a different site plan that just shows the convenience store improvements as the remainder of the property. The developer is essentially keeping the same. So the part that differed, and for clarity with the planning department and everything, they had us just show the site plan of the corner. You'll see that when my item comes up.
She read them into the record together.
Together.
Yeah. You can go ahead and
so
discuss your.
If you'd like, I can flip to the site plan that shows the convenience store. But you, I guess what I'm saying is that based off of our conversation with planning, they didn't want us to show sort of a conglomerate site plan across the entire thing. This site plan is approved as it is, with its design review and the waivers for the separation distances for the driveways. We're picking up those approvals for those driveway locations at the intersection corner and developing.
I guess trying to get at, so which one is the convenience store and which one is the car wash?
Certainly.
Okay, so real quick before I flip it over, the position of the car wash is where this future pad A was designated again when they went through and got the approvals. The only thing on the design review that they were getting the hard approvals on was for the tavern, but it showed the full site development. Future pad A did not have a use designation with it, which is somewhat typical of shopping center developments, I would say, I guess. The site plan that we've got proposed, again, like I said, not showing what's happening with the rest, just representing this future development, although planning did want us to include information that talked about the buffering that came with the previous approvals, so the 8-foot-high wall and the intense landscape buffer. So what we've got proposed for the convenience store is, again, the convenience store car wash located on the north side of it, and then the gas pumps located on the south side of it. The car wash, it's a little bit different of a board makeup now, but when we first came in mid-December, we had a site plan that had a few different things, and there's been updates to the staff report. I'm not certain if you guys have gotten them. I got it in my BCC letter today, showing that staff is now recommending approval because of some changes that we made to the site plan. This site plan is that they've seen. We pulled the car wash back. We relocated the future cross access from right here further east to over here. And we had a trash enclosure located over here. We moved it around over here, all in effort of reducing potential conflicts, vehicle conflicts at this intersection. That was the prime concern coming out of public works and department. We mitigated all those concerns. They're in favor of the project as shown here. So we pulled the car wash back. That helped us in two arenas. Pulling it back gives a little bit more time for somebody exiting the car wash to make their decision and get out of the way. The type of car wash this is you pull into it, you stay put, and the car wash equipment moves around you. It's not one of these ones that's pulling you through and dumping you out on the back end. So once you're completed with your car wash, you pull through, that's where the dryers are, and then you have time to sit here until the car wash was behind you, was completed before you really needed to exit. So you have plenty of time to safely maneuver before being forced, I guess, out of the car wash. What that also did was allow the dryer and blower equipment to be further buffered by the building itself and the canopy further and all the landscaping up against Star. And then further, Star being an arterial, trying to knock down as much of that noise, potential noise as possible. The way that these blowers are set up now and the mufflers that are on them, primarily the sound comes straight out, but hearing the concerns that at that time in December, when a few residents showed up to that meeting, there was conversation about potential sound transmittance going to the south. Pulling that car wash back hopefully helps mitigate some of those concerns.
I have a question for clarification. So in the staff report, they are still denying the design review.
I've got an update that I can hand out to you. I don't know why it doesn't necessarily end up in your guys' agenda.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I'm online,
okay.
There is a new recommendation of approval for the entire thing.
For the entire thing?
I don't know why you weren't updated.
I've got a couple of copies that I can distribute.
Okay.
And just, I'll just read for the audiences. There's a notation on the update. The applicant has submitted revised plans relocating the trash enclosure and the cross access with the adjacent property to the north, farther east on the site, and away from the vehicle wash exit. Therefore, vehicular conflicts have been reduced on the site, and staff can support the design review request.
The design review was the portion that they were recommending.
Denial. Okay, perfect. Just so I make sure I didn't miss anything. Okay.
So, and looking at your revised plan, though, the cross access to the north appears to be in the section that you're not depicting in your plan.
We've got it indicated right here. So there's a driveway cut that's in alignment with this approach coming off of Star. Got it labeled future cross access. Again, it was in alignment over here.
Okay.
Coming in right off of Las Vegas Boulevard. Pulled that off. So we're basically showing the half the drive of what would be improved with this project. The other half would happen with the tavern and this other development over here.
Okay.
In effect, if I may, the planning generally has us show future cross access that generally gets punched through ultimately when the...
No, I understand the cross access. What you're telling me, though, is that the design review that may come at the future for the other portion to the east of your project is going to have to bear half the cross access, basically?
Correct. Well, I mean, the 24-foot wide paving portion would be included with the development of this project. So what would be under consideration is this location.
That's my concern is that if you end up putting, you know, like a little 8-foot path as the cross access, and the parcel next to there, or the portion of the parcel next to you, never necessarily gets developed, then you end up with a footpath, not a actual cross access.
Eric?
Yes, sir.
It's possible, because of the extension of time,
yeah,
you can add a condition requiring cross access to the property to the north on item number 2. Might solve what you're getting at.
Okay.
I will tell you that timing-wise, the tavern is about a month away from submitting for building department applications, permit applications. So they'll be ahead of us.
Then my question for you, Al, would be then, it appears that under the current planning analysis that it's saying that the design review is going to come back before us again, which would explain his portion. But what I just heard is if a plan is being submitted to building in the next...
That doesn't come to you.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The analysis appears to be stating that there's going to be a design review on the tavern as part of the extension of plan. Or extension of time, sorry. Under current analysis, the last sentence there.
I believe that's correct. The design review will be a public hearing concerning the lighting, the set, the signage, and the future patio. That's one of the conditions.
Which is why I'm confused by that, because it would seem out of sequence if they're going to try to submit for building department approval before we've done a design review.
Well, the design review was approved for the tavern building itself, but the condition was for our lighting and signage to come back before the commission and this board. They can apply for a permit, but the lighting plan won't be approved without the design review.
Okay.
And they won't be able to pull any permits for signs until the design review is done. And then for the record, there was a condition on number two, previous condition for cross access with the property to the north.
Perfect.
Any other questions?
So with that, I'll make a motion to approve ET 18400259 per staff conditions.
Okay, so for number two, we have a motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
We accept those conditions. We have no issues, concerns with those.
Okay. I'll make a motion on item number three, UC 18088532, for approval per staff. Now, if approved, conditions, and add current planning conditions, design review to public hearing for significant changes to plans, and design review to public hearing for lighting and signage.
And it will actually be per staff because the.
Yes.
It's not if approved because it's recommended for approval.
I don't think I said it approved.
You said it approved, so I'm just correcting that it's going to be just per staff.
It should be per staff.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, with that motion, all those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. And again, I apologize for tardiness and confusion that brought forth with it.
Our next items are companion items 4, 5, 6, 8, and 10. Number 4 is NZC 190060, zone change to reclassify 2.1 acres from a RE Rural Estates Residential zone to C2 General Commercial zone and MD Design Manufacturing zone. Design review for a proposed office and warehouse building and proposed retail building. Generally located on the north side of Warm Springs Road and the west side of Windy Street with an enterprise description on file. Number 5 is TM 1950017, tentative map for an industrial commercial subdivision on 2.1 acres in a C2 general commercial zone and MD design manufacturing zone. Generally located on the north side of Warm Springs Road and the west side of Windy Street with an enterprise. Number 6, UC 190061, use permit for a proposed marijuana establishment cultivation in conjunction with a proposed office warehouse building on 1.0 acre portion of a 2.1 acre parcel and MD design manufacturing zone. Generally located on the north side of Warm Springs Road, 145 feet west of Windy Street with an enterprise. Number 8, UC 190076, use permit for a proposed marijuana establishment production in conjunction with a proposed office warehouse building on 1.0 acre portion of a 2.1 acre parcel in an MD design manufacturing zone. Generally located on the north side of Warm Springs Road, 145 feet west of Windy Street with an enterprise. Number 10 is VS 190063, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Warm Springs Road and Capovilla Avenue between Windy Street and I-15 with an enterprise description on file. Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, my name is Liz. I'm with Red Limited. Address is 8894 Spanish Ridge Avenue. I represent the applicant, the owner. It's Motor Holdings. They own the 2 acre parcel I'll start with number four for the zone change. We're asking for a non-conforming zone change, which is for the ND zoning. That's the west half of the parcel. We're also asking for a conforming zone change. That would be C2. So let's try this again. So the applicant is asking for ND zoning, which is a non-conforming zone change, for the west acre or so of the project. And then he's asking for a conforming zone change under the C2 land use, or C2. This is a representation of the site plan that was submitted. You'll notice for the C2 portion, it is a two-story building. We have some elevations so you can take a look and see what they look like. But the plan is to have some retail business at the bottom floor and some offices at the top. The ND building is a warehouse manufacturing building. As was previously indicated, we have a couple of use permits that will go along with that. Do you want me to continue on with all the?
Please, the amendment.
Okay, all right. So moving on to the tentative map, we do want to do a commercial subdivision map. We will need to split the site almost down the middle. So per the use permit that we're applying for, we need to be 1,500 feet from the game corridor, which is measured from the 7-11 in Las Vegas Boulevard. With this commercial subdivision map, that will allow us to map this into two separate parcels. So each zoning designation will have its own parcel. That's my presentation for the tentative map. Use permits. So for the C2 portion, we don't need any use permits. We don't have all of the businesses identified, but we'll be retail in nature. We have plenty of parking for them. For the ND portion, we are asking for a use permit for cultivation for marijuana and for production of marijuana. And for those of you who aren't familiar with production, that would be marijuana products, edibles, things like that. So purely manufacturing use. Plenty of parking. Work with Public Works to have a nice deep throat so that there's not any traffic backup on either Warm Springs or Windy. It's compatible, and when we talk about the use of, I guess, the use permit and the non-conforming zone change over here, we feel, even though it's not a conforming zone change, it is very compatible with what's going on in the area. The site is surrounded by other industrial uses. I apologize for not having something bigger, but just to give you an idea, we have our subject property here. Is the rezoned for manufacturing the same, and